Hello everyone, good afternoon, welcome to the NESG Radio. On this episode of the NESG Radio, we'll be speaking to the winners of the art competition of the 30th Nigerian Economic Summit. At the recently concluded 30th Nigerian Economic Summit, we held an art competition in collaboration with the African Art Fund. The competition provided a platform for artists under the age of 35 to showcase their talents. These artists explored themes on sustainable economic development, offering their unique vision for Nigeria's future. The competition welcomed over 300 submissions from a wide range of media, including painting, drawings, sculptures, and others. With us today are the top three winners. In first place is Emmanuel Okonkwo. Second place is Korede Onakomaya. And third place is Bamaye Emmanuel. Welcome, everyone. So I will just go straight to the questions. So I will direct the questions directly at the winners. So Emmanuel, if you could just give us a brief introduction of yourself.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Emmanuel Okonkwo. A graduate of University of Nigeria Nsukka. I've been practicing since I left school 2018. I'm currently living and working in Cross River State, Calabar. I'm the first prize winner of this event. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Onakomaya Oluwakorede. I'm a graduate of Babcock University. I just graduated this year. I've been practicing since I was in secondary school, and currently trying to explore more into my art work. Yes, that's all. Thank you. I'm the second place winner for this competition.
Thank you very much, Korede, and congratulations on your graduation. Bamaye, can you introduce yourself, please?
All right, so my name is Bamaye Emmanuel, and I'm an artist based in Abuja. So I finished from Model Senior Secondary School last 2 years, and yeah, I'm the third place winner of this art competition.
Perfect. Welcome everyone again, and congratulations on your wins. So I'll just go straight to the questions. So what inspired you to participate at the 30th Nigerian Economic Summit Art Competition? Korede, what inspired you to participate at the NES 30 art competition?
Okay. So I saw the flyer, and then I saw it as an opportunity to combine two of my passions, because I studied economics in university and I really loved it. So, and you know, I really love art as well. So I saw it as an opportunity for me to combine two of my passions. I said, oh wow, I must participate in this competition, and I did.
Oh, fantastic. Emmanuel, how about you? What inspired you to participate in the competition?
A lot has inspired me. The thing is, when I saw the competition, the flyer, I saw it as an avenue, because it's relating to the kind of team I work with. I've been exploring the theme of humanism for a very long time, and then collaboration, how we'll be able to collaborate within ourselves, no matter the race, tribe, or religion. Understand? So when I saw that, it was like an avenue for me to really showcase and tell the world what I really represent. So it was really a very nice experience for me participating. So I think that's just it.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Bamaye, what about you? What inspired you to participate in the competition?
Yeah. All right. So at first, when I first saw the flyer, I was like, oh, I love the theme and everything. But really, what actually inspired me was the prize. I would say the prize, though. I saw all the prizes. I was like, okay, let me give it a try, though, and see if I could win something, because I was looking for like an opportunity to showcase my paintings. And immediately I saw the team, I was like, okay, let me start working on the team. And yeah, I just decided to like, okay, let me apply. Yeah, so that's just literally what inspired me to just, you know, kind of like apply for the competition.
Okay, thank you. And thank you very much for your honesty. I'm sure that a lot of us would have seen the prize and felt the same way. But piggybacking off what the two Emmanuels have said relating to the theme and, you know, of humanity and sustainable economic development, what was your creative process in achieving the theme, and how did you interpret the themes from the different art sculpture that you ended up producing? So, Koride, what was your creative process behind the project that you ended up submitting, and how were you able to interpret the theme in a way that was translated into your artwork?
Okay, the first thing I did was to think about a concept. Then I thought, oh, what's better to represent growth than a tree? And that's what I did. That's the centerpiece of my artwork, was a tree. So I just built from there, trying to represent what I believe Nigeria should be, and at the same time symbolizing growth with the tree and everything. So I started by building up the concept, then gathering all the materials, then I just painted.
Thank you. I like that idea of a tree, and then the fact that, you know, the more it grows, the growth is a reflection of the economic and sustainable growth. That makes a lot of sense. Emmanuel, how about you? How did you interpret the theme, and what was your creative process behind what you ended up producing?
All right. When I saw the theme, has to do with effective collaboration. I had to go back to the drawing board from the use of my materials, because the material I use is very, very symbolic to our present day, which is the Ankara material. Most people didn't really know, because they felt it was paint I used to achieve the facial expression, the face and the human body itself. But those things were Ankara, and the essence of the Ankara is this. The Ankara material is not really Nigerian. If you make research, Ankara material is not really Nigerian. In short, Ankara was made by the Dutch. That's why it's called Dutch wax print, which was later passed to the Indonesians. It didn't sell in the Indonesian market, and it was imported into into Africa. Understand? So, but the essence of this material is that when the material came, the integration became so fast that everybody started wearing it, and people wear it for ashwebi, people wear it for traditional purposes, and you can tell that this thing symbolizes culture, but you can't really pinpoint or tell the particular culture it represents. So it's like a culture from another background that has integrated into our background, and everybody sees it and they liked it. Understand? So anybody can wear it, the Hausa can wear it, Yoruba can wear it, anybody can wear it and still feel cultural or traditional. So if we see this, the essence of this fabric in ourselves as human beings, I think it will go a long way. Whereas you can, the material fits in anywhere. It can fit in into any, it can fit in into any culture. So if we see ourselves at that point where you can go anywhere and still fit in and still be beautiful and still flow, I think the world will be a better place. And in collaboration, in export and import, this is like, from the economic point of view, because of the occasion, from the economic point of view, this is a fabric that has sold in the country. Understand? So I think the reason why I used it is because I just wanted to like make that symbol known to people, that if we can see ourselves as this fabric, I think it will go a long way. And if you watch it was a two-paneled work, one up and one down. Some people didn't really realize this until I started explaining. The person up is the same person down. If you look at it very well, you see that the person up is the same person down. And what does this signify? It simply signifies that collaboration starts within, because if you don't give yourself that self-motivation to actually work, any motivation that is coming outside wouldn't really work for you. So first of all, you need to give yourself that self-motivation and say, okay, I really want to do this, before any other person that is telling you something, you can work with the person. Understand? So it's like you telling yourself to come up. So the title Between Frustration and Hope is it. The current situation we are in, some people are already giving up. and they're saying, can we really move further, or we are just stuck? Some people don't even have that energy to move again. They're almost on the verge of giving up. But deep down inside you, there's a voice telling you, just try. Understand? So that's you yourself telling yourself, okay, let's work. And that's the person up there telling herself down there, okay, let's just try it and let's see if it's going to work again. So that's basically the idea.
Thank you so much, Emmanuel. So the theme really was around sort of resilience in Nigeria, you know. Even if, like you said, Ankara wasn't a Nigeria-based product, it has over the years become a significant thing that unifies us across. So thank you for that. And Bami, what about you? How do you interpret the theme of the work, and then what was your creative process?
Yeah, all right. So well, mine was, well, I would say I started making research, so I could recall, I think on a Monday morning, you know, since I came from this religious family, so we're having our morning worship, and then my mom decided to, you know, take Proverbs 6:6, and she was like, you know, walk in the manner of the ant, or like, walk in the manner of the ant. So I decided to make research concerning ants and see what they do, and then I discovered that ants are mostly, will I say, social, you know, insect, and I think we could find important qualities, you know, when it comes to integrity, economic solution, and so many other things we could find in the lifestyle of the ant. So then I decided to, you know, make research, do like a rough sketch, and then stretch my canvas, prime, and then start painting. So when I started, though, what I started with was not actually what I finished with, because I was thinking of, you know, painting a face with the ants, like ants building the face, though. Like this team mainly is about collaborative efforts for growth. Why not do something that, you know, showcases growth? So I decided to, you know, give the painting collaborative effort for growth, since the painting emphasizes the importance of creative effort. You could see the painting, you will see one ant is on top of a stone, and then few ants are trying to carry the load of the other ants. This simply means the creative importance, or I say the importance of collaborative effort, you know, push the economy forward, you know, just like the government of Nigeria are doing now. They are like trying to like merge, you know, ministries together and say, okay, see, instead of just working alone, why not come together? Let's see how we could foster sustainability in the economy. So I was like, okay, let's put all these things together, and then I find out that ant is something that, well, I say the lifestyle of the ant is something we humans should, you know, go more and do, you know, more research about them. You know, we should work in the manner of the ant, just like Proverbs 6:6 says. You know, if the way our economy is, you know, people are suffering, and it's as if nothing is really working. So the reason is because people are like minding their own business. But for the economy to really, really thrive, you know, and grow, is by, you know, collaborative effort. Like the health sector, we say, okay, let's come together, let's partner with this the agri sector, and then let's see how we could stop, diseases affecting farms, and, you know, just little things, people coming together, like the way the NESG art competition, you know, partner with the art fund, and I say, okay, let's do this thing together, so we could, you know, give artists opportunity, you know, to kind of come and showcase their painting. So that is literally what I'm trying to, like, you know, showcase my painting, tell people that we need to work together, we need to come together. Let's kill this whole, let's say, imagination or thought of saying, oh, I'm Igbo, oh, I'm Hausa, Igbo are more wiser than the Hausa when it comes to business and stuff like that. But when we come together, we'll find out that creative ideas being shared among creative minds, irrespective of background or where they are coming from, will really, really push the economic forward. So that is literally what I'm trying to pass, you know, the message I'm trying to like tell my viewer as they, you know, as they view the painting. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Bamoyi. I think that I really got that you can get inspiration from anywhere at any time. So I think that that's a wonderful reflection of how you came about the process. I also want to ask, what do you think were the challenges that you faced, you know, while creating your piece? So I think I'll direct this at Emmanuel O. And how did you overcome those challenges? Emmanuel.
For me, I think once you have passion for something, every challenge becomes interesting for you to overcome. For me, I don't really see the process as challenging to me, because creating or painting is actually what I have always done all my life. And working on the piece, I was happy working on it, because I actually wanted to inspire people and also pass a message to Nigerians as a whole. Understand? So talking about challenges, I didn't really face too much challenges apart from the thinking of materials and how to like combine them. I think basically like it's just like in architecture now. Okay, I think that should be just it's just like in architecture where you have a plan and you stick to that plan till the roofing. In art, I don't think it's that way, because for us, I think you might start with a sketch and at the end of the day, you're doing something else. So most times, I don't work with sketches. Let me just work with the canvas and just interpret my work. If it comes out nice, fine. If it doesn't come out, we just cover and start afresh. Understand? So for now, I don't think that there are no much challenges though. It was fun working on canvas. That's just it. It was really fun.
Okay, I'm glad that it was fun for you, especially given the objective of the project. So, Koridi, what about you? What were the challenges you experienced and how did you overcome them?
Okay, I think the major challenge I experienced was self-doubt. Because there were lots of times during the process of the painting that I was like, I don't think I'm good enough. I don't think I should enter this competition, because I don't think I should go further in this competition because I'm not good enough. So I think how I overcame that, I just told myself, no, you are very good, continue, go on, don't give up. That was it. And I also lacked some equipment, some of the things that I needed, but you know, God showed up for me and I was able to get those. So yes, I think that's all.
Thank you very much. I think maybe you were experiencing a bit of imposter syndrome while you were painting. So I'm really glad that you overcame that and you were able to submit your piece and you know, went through the process. Bamoyi, what about you? What were the challenges that you faced and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, all right. So, I don't have any though, but the problem was that, like I said, I always have this problem starting a painting, you know. I need to take some time. Sometimes I might even stretch the canvas and then I have to leave it and go out and be like, even when I was even, you know, making the whole sketch and everything, you know, I'm working with oils and you know how oil sometimes used to be a bit difficult. And if you're not, more confident on yourself, you might even decide to be like, okay, let me just stop this thing because it's not even making sense. But at some point, I was like, okay, just continue. Maybe it might become, you know, something unique. So that's how I was able to finish my painting on time and then, snap and apply for the competition. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that response. And I think just rounding it up, what do you think? What does the competition mean for you personally and professionally? And does it have any impact on your future as an artist? Sorry, Emmanuel. To you.
Yeah. It has a lot to do. This is like a great height. It's an achievement. This is a national award. Understand? You know what that means to an artist. It's a pedestal to walk on, and I think this will make the future much brighter and give us rooms for more opportunities. Because I think most of the times, what sells in the art market is growth, your CV, how you've been able to explore, and how you've been able to conquer boundaries. So this is a feather, and to fly on. So I think more opportunities to come. This is just a stepping stone. Thank you
for that response. What about you, Koride? What does this competition mean for you personally and professionally, and what impact does it have on your future as an artist?
First of all, I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Personally and professionally, I feel this competition, winning this competition, has really impacted me a lot. I'm definitely motivated to continue, because before this competition, I didn't really see that big of a profession in art. But now that, you know, I did something and it went somewhere and I got recognition for it, I think that I'm going to look into it more.
Okay, thank you. I'm glad that you were able to overcome everything and submit your piece. Bamaye, what about you? What does this competition mean for you personally and professionally, and how does it impact you as an artist?
Yeah, well, I was just like Mr. Emmanuel just said, I'm so grateful for the certificate, because it's like it's like bread and butter, because I don't know, after winning this competition, it's like the art sector in Abuja doesn't want me to rest, because it has been like an amazing moment. Like I never saw it coming, and it's like anywhere you go, I just like, you know, people just see my CV, I'm like, oh wow, you participated in this tour. Yes, like, oh, let him in. That's how this certificate is for me. It's like it has opened more opportunities for me, because if I want to, you know, approach a gallery or some sector, like, well, the first thing I even want them to see is my certificate from the Next 30 Art competition. And yeah, I'm sure this, aside the professional stuff, even in the future, you know, I'm sure the certificate will, you know, really, really give me more opportunities. And I mean, it's a national award. Come on, and it's so big. Like, I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. So maybe just we'll go around and just get a last word from everyone, for artists who, you know, want to come into the game. Just a word of encouragement to your fellow artists on how to, you know, enter competitions or whatnot. So Emmanuel, any last words to encourage others regarding their art?
Yes, failure should be a motivation. Because me speaking right now, I have failed many times. I've applied for so many competitions. I've failed so many times, and recently I started winning, and it felt like I didn't fail before. You understand? So if you get rejected, it simply means that those people might not really understand your kind of art. Just keep doing it. The right people get to understand. You get to meet up with the right audience. It's just like music. Everybody cannot like Afrobeat. Everybody cannot like reggae. Everybody cannot like blues. So you choose your genre and stick to it, and just have your own kind of voice. Don't do what everybody's doing. Be unique in your own way, and with time, you see yourself getting the recognition and the attention you need. That's it.
Thank you for that word, Manuel. Corday, any last words of encouragement for your fellow artists?
You know, personally, I just want to, like, appreciate God, because I'm not going to lie. I believe that it was the favor of God that I used to win this competition. Nothing else but the favor of God. And I just want to tell anybody that's listening, that is doubting themselves, or that doesn't believe that they can do big things, that they should not doubt themselves, that they should push through whatever self-doubts they're having and, you know, grasp that opportunity. Any opportunity you get to showcase yourself, take it, do your best, and leave the rest to God. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Korede. And I completely agree. Any opportunity that you get to showcase yourself, put yourself front and center. Bamye, any last words from you to encourage your fellow artists in the game?
Yeah, all right. So I'll first say be yourself. Be true to yourself. And sorry, Mr. Imonia, I'm still going to steal some of your words. Also, feel forward, you know. You have to fail before you win, and if you apply for number one competition, number two, and you never got nominated, I'll say you shouldn't stop. You should keep trying your best, you know, and also work with the team. You know, if they give you this team and say peaceful existence, you say okay, paint with the team. But if you can't go with the team, find yourself around the team, and you know, try your best, and then be truthful to yourself. Don't say, Mr. Imonia painted with fabrics, and you say, oh, this year I'm going to paint with fabric. You might paint with fabric, and the next year, the person in charge will be like, oh, I love painting that they use sand, and then you see. So, and who knows, you might even, your style might be sand. So, I say, just stick with your style, and then keep improving, and never stop. It's going to be difficult, but if you know, keep failing, you keep learning, you keep failing, you keep learning, and before you know it, boom, you're on the right part. So yeah,
thank you all so much. So in summary, fail forward and just be open to new opportunities and keep yourself open to new ideas as well. Again, thank you all so very much for joining us today on the NEHD Radio, and we wish you success on all your future endeavors. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you.